This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and
this is The Rundown.
That voice sound familiar? Well, if you spend enough time riding a bus or a train in Chicago, it should. This is Lee Crooks, the voice of the CTA. He's kind of a local celebrity, but I bet I'm not the only one who didn't know his name until recently, even though there are hundreds of ways we could hear his voice every day.
We have nearly 700 individual messages, everything from this is Fullerton to, standing passengers, please stand clear of the doors, you know, which is a little longer.
Now, I have to say, I was pretty damn excited to meet Lee Crooks. Our conversation initially happened last fall, and of course, we wanted to revisit that conversation for National Transportation Week this week. I mean, you hear this person's voice every day for years and years, and at some point you start to wonder, like, who is this guy? What is his life? Even if it is like seeing your teacher at the grocery store, it could be interesting to get a better understanding of this stranger who's fully become a fixture of your daily life. Me and Lee both have jobs that are all about our voices, but his gets a little more granular. He says the shorter the message is, the harder it is to get it just right.
This is Fullerton. This is Fullerton. This is Fullerton. You know, and I can keep going for a while.
Yeah, he's kind of a pro at this. And 2023 marked 25 years since he first laid down those initial tracks.
We did 2.5 solid days of recording. I want to say the first day or two were 8+ hours, and back then I had a lot more stamina in the studio. It's harder for me to be talking for 8 hours a day now, but we did most of the announcements on the first couple of days, and then the third day, one of the things that we had to do was count from 1 to 1,000, trying to make each one sound similar because there's the announcement on the trains. This is Red Line, train number, and then they would, whatever the conductor had punched into the computer, it would punch in that number. But we had to make each number sound pretty much the same. So we would do 20 numbers, 30 numbers, and then go back to a reference number that we created to make sure that my pitch wasn't drifting, that my inflection wasn't drifting, that my energy wasn't drifting. So, and I just closed my eyes and went, 32, 33, 34.
Were you like sitting on a cushion and also doing some meditative breathing?
I was sitting on a cushion on a chair, but I guess it was meditative breathing. I think that's accurate.
When you said you closed your eyes and counted, I mean, I just think about meditating and counting my breaths, you know?
I definitely did close my eyes.
Okay. That,
I mean, because I was really trying to listen to how I was saying it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. As we're hearing, your CTA voice is not your normal conversational voice.
No.
And I wonder where you draw inspiration from when you're recording and you're deciding how you want to sound when you're doing the voice.
Where I drew the inspiration from that was we had just gotten back from Disney World and it said we're doing the trains. And I'm thinking, okay, what does a train voice sound like? Mm-hmm. And we had just gotten back from Disney and ridden the monorail. And they had a very, very bright, very professional sounding voice. You know, this is the Disney monorail. Welcome to the Disney monorail. Over here is the Magic Kingdom. And I knew that was a little over the top for a train voice. So I tried to do a calmer version of that guy. And my audition was essentially an imitation of him.
Mm. All right. Well, we have that voice artist to thank. It's been 25 years. First of all, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
A quarter of a century that your voice has been an everyday fixture for Chicagoans. Are you doing any reflecting right now? You know, what does that feel like?
I am doing a little reflecting about it since somebody first pointed it out to me that it was 25 years, and I hadn't even thought about it that way. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, that is 25 years. Mm-hmm. And so I have been reflecting, and it does become something of a legacy, which I'm incredibly proud of. I had never expected this to last beyond maybe 10, 15 years, because I know that the economics of having to change over all the announcements is very high. So if they wanted to go with another voice, they certainly can do that, but it's going to cost a lot of money to do that. It's easier to keep using the same voice and just do updates periodically.
Yeah,
so maybe that's why they keep me, because they don't want to spend the money. But no, I'm very honored and a little incredulous that it's lasted this long.
Mm. Well, congratulations again. You sound great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we all know, you know, we all know what to expect when we get on the train, which I think is given, you know, the state of transit systems across the country, you know, there's a lot of inconsistency. And so to have that voice there at least is nice, I think, in a way that we take for granted.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of transit systems that are starting to go this direction now.
I know.
I also do the very small Buffalo transit system. So they asked me to do it a little while ago, but you know, they've got somebody in D.C., they've got somebody in New York, and that consistency really does help.
Yeah, for sure. So if you're ever in Buffalo, you're looking for that voice, you know what's up. Have you met the voice of different cities' transit system? Is there like a community?
There's not a community. I think we're all aware of each other. You know, we really should get on a Zoom meeting or something, you know, with a bottle of scotch or something and just share war stories.
Yeah.
We had to be careful not to get too Chicago with the accent, which is, I think, part of the reason I may have been chosen, because I don't inherently have a Chicago accent. I do have a Wisconsin accent that I have to turn off when I'm doing my, you know, because my normal way of talking is a lot more like this. And then when I have to do CTA, it falls into a very professional sounding voice. And I had to consciously work on getting rid of that. You know, I'm from northern Wisconsin, so you know, we talk a little bit like this, and it's sort of a Chicago, but it's a little more youper up in the upper Michigan area there.
Yep. I'm from Detroit, I
know
that there's so many different variations within the state of Michigan.
Oh,
also,
yes,
but,
yes.
Yeah, the Midwest is it's that's also true. Have you noticed over the years at all, like, a change in the lexicon? Like, have you noticed any kind of PC or things like that that come up?
The only one that I've noticed is we've changed expectant mothers to pregnant people.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, that was changed this last year. And,
all right, interesting.
But otherwise, no. It's been pretty consistent. They may have been a little ahead of the time in terms of getting things right. Every announcement, even if it's a simple announcement, is scrutinized heavily to make sure that we're not going to offend anybody. And if it does offend somebody, they'll correct it. So they're pretty conscious of that. Even pronunciations, because we're sort of the arbiter of what the correct pronunciation is for the city, because that's where they're going to hear it. If they didn't know how to pronounce G-O-E-T-H-E, you know, you've got people going Goethe and it's Goethe, you know, and
wow.
So that's
Paulina. I mean,
Paulina.
You know, there's so many. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Believe me, when I first did it, I didn't know, because I'm not from Chicago.
That's right.
And so, you know, I said Paulina, and they said, no. No, it's Paulina. So
what
even
was Paulina?
I learned.
Woo, that's a big responsibility.
It's not just my responsibility.
Well, of course.
But it is a responsibility that the CTA takes really seriously.
Mm. When you're out in the world, do people recognize your voice? Like, or like, do they half recognize you? Like, do people do double takes when they hear you talking ever?
Every once in a while, I'll get somebody in Chicago who will, you know, I'll be talking to them and they, boy, your voice sounds familiar. And I know what they're getting at, but they don't even know what they're getting at. They just,
no, they don't.
They're just going, I've heard this voice before. Where have I heard this voice? And and depending on my mood, sometimes I'll go, do you ever ride the CTA trains? And they look at me funny and, yeah, what's your stop? You know, State and Lake. And I'll just go, this is State and Lake. And it's fun for me to watch the lights go on in their eyes.
Yes.
I get a kick out of it. So it doesn't happen too often, but when it happens, it's hilarious.
Wow, that's so special.
We did at my daughter's wedding, she had, which was up here, she had they had a bunch of friends from Chicago. Mm. And so during the father of the bride speech, I did a little shout out to that table.
Aw.
So, you know, and I think I did say this is State and Lake, you know, and got some applause. So that was fun.
Oh, look at you getting applause at someone else's wedding. Nice.
They liked it.
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It's fun.
If you can't have fun doing this.
Yeah. What are you doing? I want to know a little bit more about the man behind the voice.
Okay.
A day to day. When you're not telling me how to stand clear of the doors,
right.
What are you up to?
On a given day, I will get up, have some coffee, have some breakfast, do some exercise, shower, and then I come down and do a bunch of auditions because there's auditions in my email box nearly every day. So we have auditions. What do I have today? I have an Amazon audition today. And on some days, I will have recording sessions, of course. A lot of what I do is not commercial, although I do commercials. I do a lot of training films. I have done the installations for a whole bunch of Kohler toilets.
If you need to install a toilet, you know what's going on.
I know what's going on. I can tell you how to do it, although I don't think you would want me to do it.
Okay.
I probably get that wrong.
Yeah. Is there a type of gig that you really love? Something you're like, you know, if I could just do this for the rest of the time that I'm doing this job, that would be great.
I really like doing phone systems.
Oh.
I've done a lot of phone systems. I don't know what it is about. I think because most of the messages are fairly short.
Okay.
And it's a very specific voice. It's very similar to the CTA voice, actually.
Okay.
You know, thank you for calling CUNA Mutual. Please press 1 for, you know. So those are, I guess I like it because they're easy.
Mm-hmm.
But those are a lot of fun. I do really enjoy doing the industrial stuff because I learn stuff. I've done everything from history projects to science projects, math, a lot of medical. And so for me, I get to learn.
Lee Crooks is a voiceover artist and he's the voice of the CTA. Lee, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Glad to do it.
And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve edits the show. Brendan Banizak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And we love to hear from you. You can email therundownpod@wbez.org. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to The Rundown. I'll talk to you tomorrow.